Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Welcome to this edition of Your Miracle Prayer Day, a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show and your one-hour inspirational programming. I'm your host and facilitator. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 120 minutes. We've got a wonderful program this morning. Praise the Lord for that. And we're certainly looking forward to all of you all participating with us this morning. We are normally joined this morning with my co-host, Miss Principal LeBron. But unfortunately, she was in an accident. I just got a text yesterday. So we're going to be praying for her today. This morning, you all. So we will be graciously keeping her in our prayers throughout this program and throughout the day. So having said that, I want to go ahead and give the welcome this morning to all of you all online. This is our Miracle Prayer Day program. The theme for today is the power in the spoken word. Our guest speaker will be Sister Tanisha Osborne. And I want to just welcome each person this morning that's joining us and to let you know that there's still time that you can certainly call out to any of your family members or friends to be on the program this morning. Once you're participating, press 1 on your dial, which many of you all have already done so, and you can also mute yourself when you're not speaking. And the purpose for this is this studio picks up a lot of sounds. If you're moving papers, it will pick up that sound. Anything, a paperclip, anything, it picks up the sound. So if you'd be so kind to just mute your phones when you're not participating on program. And then once, of course, if you are participating, press 1. We're waiting for Pastor Rowe to press 1 on his dial so that he can be in the queue for to give us our opening prayer. So once again, this is our Miracle Prayer Day, and we're certainly looking forward to the blessings of the Lord, and that's what we're certainly looking forward to. God's Soldiers, today's message is going to be presented with God's Soldiers on their mental health and wellness, on their mental health, wellness, and spiritual warfare journey. And this is only part 1 of our program. So welcome, everyone. And the purpose for this is if you have an issue that deals with anything in the line of mental health, or you know someone that's dealing with issues of mental health, or someone who's even on a spiritual warfare journey, or anything else that you know that God, you trust God. We're not looking for faith in man. We're looking for the trust in God. And even if he uses man, mankind, that is, man or woman, to get his purpose done, then that's what we're looking for. So if our purpose this morning is to have prayer warriors, testimonies, a program, and then, of course, a sermonette that will be done by Sister Osborne, 20-minute sermonette. And if you're looking for a miracle, you know, which is part of our Miracle Prayer Day program, I have seen the handiworks of God multiple times to perform miracles, and he's still in that miracle working business. So I welcome each one of you all, and our purpose is to have God present a miracle for someone who has a miracle, who are in need of a miracle. And I think we all are. And we know that a miracle is upon us, because if you're hearing the sound of my voice, that in itself is a miracle, because God woke you up this morning. All right, so we're going to go ahead and have our opening prayer and continuing with our program this morning, our international minister, Pastor Castile Rowe. Good morning, Pastor Rowe, and welcome.
Thank you so much, my friend and my brother, Dr. Jesse Walker. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, whose command is over all and whose love never fails, we come this morning, first of all, to reverence your name, to holler your name, that name that is above every name, that at your name, Lord, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. Lord, we're just at the threshold of Resurrection Sunday. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done for us. Lord, because without the shedding of blood, there could be no remission for our sins. So we come, Lord, just with gratitude, an attitude of gratitude and thankfulness, Lord, for all that you've done for us. And as we come, Lord, we know, Lord, that you are a miracle worker. And we got some right now of Principal LeBron's and others, Lord, that was involved in an accident, Lord. We know that you are healing. We pray that you would touch her even right now, Lord. And you are restored, Lord. You can bring us good health, Lord, because we're going to be talking about mental health. But you said, would above all things, brethren, that we prosper and be in good health. And, Lord, we just pray, as in the Lord's Prayer, Lord, that we give you adoration, we give you praise, we confess our shortcomings, things that we should have done but we haven't done. We confess, Lord, and help us, Lord, on the threshold of Resurrection Sunday, that we would do the things that you have asked us to do. And we give you thanks, Lord, thanks. You know, you say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for you are good, and we give you thanks for everything, Lord, that you have so done for us. We are asking you, Lord, to be with us as we go forward in the year, that all that we do and say, we'll be able to give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. And you are a miracle worker, Lord. You can do things that can't be explained by human man, which is a miracle, Lord. And just as you change water into wine at the marriage, Lord, you can change things in our lives that we can improve, we can do better, we can restore relationships, and we can be all that you've asked us to be. Lord, we thank you in advance for answering our prayer. This prayer, we pray in Jesus' name. And as a postscript, Lord, to the prayer, remember Dr. Water, Dr. Jesse Walker, our fearless leader that does so much to help us and to inspire us. Bless him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, and all of his followers that is on this call with us this morning. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for that this morning, Pastor Rowe. As always, we certainly appreciate all that you're doing in the mission work for the Lord. All right, this time we're going to go ahead and have an early morning testimony. We're going to begin with an early morning testimony, and that testimony is going to be brought to us by Sister Professor, actually, Patricia Person. She's going to give us a brief testimony this morning. Good morning, Sister Professor Person. Pearson.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Thank you for your kind invitation on the show this morning. The Lord is so faithful. And I am a recipient of God's faithfulness, God's love. And I just want to tell the world how good God is to me, what he has done for me, and how much I love him. Because he first loved me. Oh, I praise God. Thank you so much for your kind invitation. I'd like to bring to us a word here in my testimony found in Exodus chapter 23, where God says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Hallelujah. We thank God for this day that Jesus himself kept holy as he rested in his tomb after the gruesome experience that he had yesterday, Good Friday, and he rested in his tomb on the Sabbath day so that on resurrection morning we could have the blessed hope that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God is so faithful to me. I'll tell you, my testimony is so long, but I don't want to be selfish this morning because I know there are many people on this line who can attest to the goodness of God. As I'm on this journey, I have to recall the goodness and recount the goodness of the Lord. As I, speak to Dr. Jackson, it's such a privilege and an inspiration. Well, once in a while when I have the time, I'm at the dissertation phase that God is leading me through this doctoral journey. And God is, oh, I tell you, he's just my abiding place. This is a spiritual warfare, and I'm telling you, Dr. Jesse Jackson understands that when we talk, and he said, I'm praying for you, he understands. So it's good to be in company of people who understand. And Jesus understands. He's taken our warfare beyond the ninth level and took it all the way to the cross. I'm so grateful this morning. It's been almost 40 years God has led me through cancer, one of the worst type of cancer, the most vicious type of cancer. And God has led me on this journey. God has taught me so many beautiful things. I'm a clinician, and God took me there after he healed me from cancer. And I have not taken chemotherapy. I've not taken radiation, but I've taken on Jesus, hallelujah, his wings. So I'm here to encourage you today. God is good, and I'm here to give him glory, for his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. God has taught me so many deep things that anyone who wants to know, I'm here to help them. And if you want to have my number, you can call Dr. Jackson, because Dr. Jesse Walker. Because I'm telling you something, people are suffering. People are suffering and they don't know what to do. And as a clinician, I understand how people sometimes deify, you know, the medical doctors, but they don't have the answers. Dr. Jesus has the answer. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name, for he's worthy to be praised. Happy Sabbath. This is the Sabbath of the Lord. And I just want to invite you into his rest today. As we glorify our God, praise ye the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Walker, for what you're doing for Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Kirsten, for that that beautiful testimony of how God has kept you in remission for so many years. And I'm certain that there are people who will want to call you, and I will gladly give your number. Amen to that. All right, we're going to now continue with our programming this morning. This is our Miracle Prayer Day program. The theme, once again, is God's Soldiers on Their Mental Health and Spiritual Warfare Journey. And this is only part one. And we're going to be featured also with a part in our focal point, and that's going to be how to put on the whole armor of God. That's going to be brought to us by Minister Teresa Pennell. But first, before we get there, we're going to have our scripture reading and interpretation by Sister Brignata Bay. We're going to be bringing Sister Brignata Bay on momentarily. She has now pressed one. She's in the queue. Good morning, Sister Brignata Bay. Good morning.
Good morning. I will read from Ephesians 6, 10 through 13, the Amplified Version. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from him. And be empowered through your union with him and in the power of his boundless might. Put on the full armor of God, for his precepts are like the splendid armor of a heavenly armored soldier, so that you may be successfully, so that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of the wickedness in the heavenly supernatural places. Therefore, put on the complete armor of God so that you will be able to successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil day of danger, and having done everything that the critics demands, to stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, victorious. Now, this gives us insight into the spiritual war that all believers are in. Our enemies are not natural, but spiritual. We can never win our battles if we fight against the wrong source and a wrong way. We tend to think the answers are our problem, but the source of many of our troubles is Satan and his demons. We cannot fight him with carnal, natural weapons, but only with supernatural ones that God gives us for the destruction of Satan's strongholds. Satan attacks the mind first. Your mind is the arena of faith. Your mind is where you're going to win it or lose it. Whatever happens in your life, in your mind, translates in your life. Jesus has already gotten the victory. He defeated Satan. We need to maintain that victory. When we know or think, as spoken earlier, that we're sick, say, "I'm healed in Jesus' name." The armor of God is the word of God, a specific word. Clothe your mind with the word of God. So a man think, so he is. Thank you.
Sister Brignotta Day, Sister Brignotta Day, thank you so very much for that powerful word in scripture reading and interpretation. As a man thinketh, so is he. Thank you so very much for that. This time, just before Minister Teresa Pennell comes on, how to put on the whole armor of God, we're going to be featured with our first Miracle Prayer Day prayer warrior this morning. And that's going to be, we're going to bring Professor Patricia Pearson back on. And at this time, we're going to have you all press 1 on your dial if you are requesting special prayer this morning. We will take about 3 of those, Professor Pearson. And if you're not performing, you can certainly mute yourselves. What Professor Pearson is going to do is take pencil and paper, or pen and paper, and she's going to write down your name. Please speak clearly for her. Your name, give her your prayer requests. If you're also asking for special prayer to intercede for someone, we're going to certainly ask you to do that as well, even if your request is unspoken. But give her your name, your request clearly, so that and speak slowly and clearly so that she can write that down. And then she'll take about 3 of these and go into prayer this morning. Let's bring her back on this morning, and we're going to open up the phone lines for those of you all who have special prayer requests this morning. So, Professor Pearson?
I'm here, Dr. Walker. Thank you so much. The Spirit of the Lord is with us. Please present your prayer request to him. The Bible says, let your requests be made known unto God. Make them brief, God understands, and we will bring them to the Lord. Who will be first? And I understand,
yes,
there are some, I understand that there are some things that we just want to bring to the Lord in private. But bring your prayer request now if you have a prayer request, please.
Yes, my name.
Could you please pray for my friend Janet? She has a 4-stage cancer. Young lady, has 2 children, 24 and 14. And she's on hospice. Just pray for her healing, because there is nothing too hard for the Lord. Healing of her heart, mind, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lois. You, woman of God. Who will be next?
Good morning. I have a prayer request following up with Grandma Lewis. My friend, her name is Dana, and my friend Marilyn. Both of these are my pink sisters that are recently diagnosed as well. And my friends, they're suffering extreme anxiety, so I have continued to lift them up in prayer. And I just need them to see God, because the saying is true, if you're going to pray, why worry? And if you're going to worry, why pray? And I can actually say that to them, because I, too, am a cancer survivor. Someone is not a cancer survivor saying that, they could say that they don't understand. But I do understand, because I am also a survivor. So if you would just lift up my two pink sisters, and also I'm a part of a group, and it's called Thriving and Surviving, that has several of my pink sisters as well in that group, those that are in treatment and those that are not. That's my prayer request this morning. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, my sister. And what is your name?
Good morning. This is Shannon Bright.
Sister Shana, thank you for bringing your friends to the Lord.
And you can add me to that list, too. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We'll take one more, please. I heard a brother.
Pastor Rowe, go ahead.
Pastor Rowe, we'll take your prayer request, please.
Okay, well, perhaps he's muted himself.
Yeah, I had it muted. I had it muted because, I didn't want to know you had mentioned. Okay, my name is Pastor Castell Rowe, and we all go through warfare, especially when we're trying to do the works of the Lord. They come from everywhere, the north, the south, the east, and the west, But we got to be, we know that our weapons is not carnal, but it's mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. And we have a lot of strongholds around us. So I'd like you to pray a special prayer for me, that I'd be able to persevere, keep on the whole armor, so that I might do the works of the Lord that he's called me to do.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Those who can kneel, would you please get in the attitude of prayer? Almighty God, Master of ocean and earth and seas and skies, hallelujah. Creator of this vast universe, who created this heaven and earth in 6 literal days. And on the 7th day, you rested. Hallelujah! Is there anything too hard for our God? Is there anything too hard for our God? Oh Lord, we come to you this morning confessing that we have sinned, we have been disobedient, we have been unthankful, we have been ungrateful, we have been unruly, Lord, forgive. Forgive your children who have come by faith this morning. And heal us, God, from sin. Jesus, you remembered when you walked this earth before they hung you on a tree. And before you healed, you said, thy sins be forgiven thee. Go and sin no more. Or after you heal, whatever the sequence was, Lord God. So heal your people this morning from the scourge of sin, mighty warrior. Hallelujah. Who is a God like unto our God, who can pull down strongholds of the enemy. You are worthy to be praised, Lord God. So we praise you this morning. Your children have come out on this, your holy Sabbath day of rest, with our cymbals. We have come out with our dance. We have come out, Lord, in our attitude of praise and worship to the God, the creator of heaven and earth, who said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Thank you. Thank you, mighty warrior who is almighty. You have set the example for your children by resting in your tomb. After they spit in your face, after they mocked you and jeered you, after they dragged you down, they put you on the cross, crown of thorns upon your head, and smashed it down. And then they put the 10 penny nails in your hands and your feet. You could have gained the victory over sin and death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. This morning we praise you. Thank you for your children. Thank you for your servant, Dr. Walker. Lord, what a mighty task you have given him as you gave to Nehemiah. And Lord, as he stands on this wall and refused to come down, please, Lord, bless his efforts, I pray, in the lovely name of Jesus. May many souls come to the knowledge of the truth as it is in Christ Jesus and yield their hearts to you, Lord God, because of this man of God's efforts. Then I want to thank you for Sister Lewis. God, she prays for everyone. She is such an intercessor. God, would you morning address her every need and her every concern? And this is her friend Janet, who has been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. A young woman, God, I remember when I had 4 little children. I remember, mighty warrior and healer divine, when the doctor said, we have done everything that we can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Janet's case, Lord, is not unfamiliar to you. Remember her little children, God. Remember her little children, and for Jesus' sake, who put the children on his lap. Please, God, according to your will, restore Janet and take the glory in the name of Jesus. And give her an open heart. Give her an open heart to comply with the regimen of heaven. In your word that the herb of the land is for the healing of the nation. Hallelujah. I can attest, Lord, how you healed me by natural means and then took me through the halls of science and showed me what you have done for me. Hallelujah. So we praise you in advance for Janet's healing and for the healing of her family and those others that your daughter, Sister Neela Lewis, brings to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Then we want to pray for Sister Bright's request. God, you have healed her. You have sent that enemy. That enemy, you have sent it into remission. Hallelujah. I give you glory with her today. And I share her testimony of the goodness and the greatness of God and the same thing you have done for myself. The same thing you have done for Sister Bright, you can do it. Her sister's thing in Maryland. Decrease their anxiety, Lord, and increase their trust in you in the name of Jesus. And thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that I can minister to these women, Lord, in whatever way that you choose. Hallelujah. Mighty warrior, hallelujah, King Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is on our side. And by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Hallelujah. Let us be obedient, Lord, because disobedience and wanting to give you what we choose to give you of our heart and of our service doesn't work because it's all or none. So we thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus that all things are possible if we only believe. Oh, glorious. Stronghold, pull her down. Hallelujah. Healer, divine, we praise you. Creator of mankind and all that you are, omnipotent God, omniscient. An omnipresent God. Thine is the kingdom. Thine is the power. Thine is the glory. And we are yours this morning, Lord. Pastor Castile, your servant this morning, your servant is calling unto you for strength and for guidance and for direction in the path of righteousness this morning. Would you hear the petition of your servant, Lord? And continue to buttress him. And continue to lead him in the path of truth, in the path of righteousness as he leads your people, God. Thank you for pastoral's work and ministry. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for his faith in you. And thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in his life and what you will do. Lord, we want to be constrained by Psalm 23. You are our shepherd. Hallelujah. There is no stronghold that can withstand you, Lord, because you are our shepherd. And we shall want no good thing, Lord. And may we embrace, Lord, the sentiments of the psalmist David in Psalm 23. We give you praise today on your holy Sabbath day. This is the Sabbath of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you. We bless your name. And we ask, Lord, that wherein we have been disobedient in the past, we will not be disobedient anymore from today. And do, Lord, forgive our sins. Heal our transgressions. Heal our iniquities. Heal our backsliding, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, would you save us, conquering King? For there is nothing too hard for you, and great is your compassion, your patience, and your love for us. Oh, we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Professor Pearson, thank you so much for such a powerful prayer this morning. To God be the glory. At this time, in keeping with our program, we're going to go now with our focal point. Many have referred to it as our focus point, but it's focus or focal point. And this morning we're so graciously excited to have Minister Teresa Purnell to join us this morning, and she's going to give us a five-minute message on how to put on the whole armor of God, what it is and how to put it on. And you will definitely want to listen to this message. Good morning, Minister Purnell.
Good morning, Dr. Jesse and everyone. God bless you all on this beautiful Saturday morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so glad to be here. I'm going to piggyback on what Sister Bay said in her scripture reading and interpretation. See, again, preaching my stuff. Y'all be preaching my stuff. Glory to God. So just like what she said in Ephesians chapter 6, when Paul says to put on the whole armor of God so that we can stand against the devil's schemes. Because every true child of God learns that this Christian life is a warfare. And as Paul says, we don't struggle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and principalities and powers of this dark world and against evil spiritual forces in the heavenly realm. So just like the angel Gabriel was when he was held up by the prince of Persia from bringing the answer to Daniel's prayer, he was held up for 21 days, but Daniel's prayer was answered when he first prayed. So we have to understand that we're not fighting against our husband or our wives. We're not fighting against our bosses or coworkers. We're not fighting against our sisters or brothers. We are fighting against demonic forces that are attacking us by influencing those that are close to us. So we have to know that it's not the person, but the spirit behind the person, the spirit that's influencing the person. So we have to respond with prayer against the spirit behind the attack and respond to the person in love. So when we put on the full armor of God, we do this by first believing what God has done for us through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, and believe what God's word says about us. We have to believe God's word and depend on his strength and use every piece of the armor. We need the belt of truth because the devil fights with lies, and sometimes his lies sound like truth. But as believers, we have God's truth, which defeats Satan's lies. Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. We need the breastplate of righteousness to protect our hearts and our emotions, our self-worth. Because we can be assured of God's love for us because he sent his son to die in our place that we might have life and have life more abundantly. Therefore, we are forgiven. And we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We have to shod our feet with the gospel of peace because the Bible says that he wished no man should perish. But see, Satan don't want us to share the gospel, but Jesus commanded the disciples and us to go into all the world and make disciples. We are to share the good news of Jesus Christ because we don't want our worst enemies to die and end up in hell, separated from God. Amen. The shield of faith to protect us from the enemy's attack of insults and setbacks and temptations. We have to see our circumstances the way God sees them and know that we already have the victory. Because when Jesus died, he took back the keys to the kingdom, the keys of death and hell. So we have the victory. He said, I've given you authority and power over the enemy, over snakes and lions and adders. So we already have victory. Amen. We also need the helmet of salvation to protect our minds and our thoughts and to keep out doubt because Satan wants us to doubt our salvation. So we have to know that we know who we are and whose we are. And finally, we need the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. When we are in warfare, we need to stand on the promises and the Word of God because his Word will not return to him void. Amen and amen.
Amen. Minister Pennell, as always, we certainly do appreciate the work that God is doing through you and for you. Thank you so very much for blessing our hearts this morning and telling us how to put on the whole armor of God, whose we are, and the power within that. Thank you once again. And at this time, we're going to go with a brief testimony by a young lady who's just joining our team this week. powerful young lady. She comes on the show during the week, and I mean, it's just amazing her commentary that she gives, and I'm so proud to have her a part of our team now, a new member. And many of you all will hear so many positive things that she's bringing to all of the shows that we have during the course of the week and throughout. And so it gives me great pleasure and honor to introduce to some and present to the others Sister Serena, a.k.a. Empath Healer. She's going to give us a testimony this morning, and I'm so graciously proud of her and looking forward to her testimony. Good morning, Empath Healer. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Well, abundant rises and happy Saturday to everybody. I am absolutely grateful to be here. To everybody meeting me newly, my name is Serena, as you said. I'll try to be as brief as possible. I am 31 years young, and I am absolutely certain that my past misery was for me to have this current ministry that I've been living in. And so I've been through a lot more than I can explain in this moment, but I'm going to do my best to give you a quick overview. So I was born and raised in the Bronx, New York, by a single mom who always did her best, but you know how life happens, because of her own trauma. We had an extremely strained relationship for the majority of my life, causing me to look for love wherever I could find it. So I got married young. I got married at 18 years old to my high school sweetheart, went through a roller coaster of emotions through infidelity, multiple child loss, multiple diagnoses for different cancerous disorders. I isolated myself from pretty much almost everyone, everyone that loved me, everyone that I could lean on. I just went through major depression, anxiety, just even for a small period of time, I even lived in my car. I used to live check to check and, you know, just so on and so forth, different things like that, like I'm sure many people that are listening today have been through. And so today I just wanted to bring attention that through an immense amount of healing and prayer and meditation, God has really, really blessed me in so many ways. And it just keeps going, it keeps flowing. And, you know, now fast forward all these years later, at 31 years young, I am now living a holistic, healthy life, no diagnosis popping up. And even though my husband passed, my children passed, I've gone through a lot of death, but I'm still here, I'm still living, I'm healthy. And I am now recently blessed to be able to be a full-time entrepreneur. And so with my full-time entrepreneurship, I'm able to help others and guide them into their healthy and whole living through healthy food, healthy eating, by guiding women to helping heal their relationships with their wounds. And I just wanted to, as I close out, bring attention to anyone that may be listening or going through anything similar or whatever journey they're through, that to kind of take a look at nature and how God and nature interacts. And, you know, when we think about the sun, when we think about the grass, the flowers, the trees, it takes the sun and the rain to help these things grow, right? If it was too much sun, they would burn out. If it was too much rain, they would drown, right? And so in life, we have to keep in mind that a balanced, healthy, whole life comes with the equilibrium of the rainstorms as well as the sun. And so when we want to try to keep that mindset when we're going through our rainstorm, through our thunderstorm, that it's not to drown us out, but God is watering us to birth a ministry, to birth something new. And even when you struggle with that mindset, keep in mind, I want to share a scripture from Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 says, "Do not be anxious over anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, along with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your mental powers by means of Christ Jesus." And so I just wanted to share that with you all today. I appreciate being a part of this wonderful, amazing community. Everybody's words have been so encouraging to me. And I just hope and pray that through any way, whether it's just showing up, praying, sharing a quick comment, that I'm able to help anyone that is listening, and I'm appreciative to be a part of the show. And thank you, Dr. Walker, for everything that you continue to do and share with us.
Thank you so very much for being with us, Empath Healer. We're certainly looking forward to your continued testimonies and commentaries on all of our shows. She's also, you know, she mentioned that she's a full-time entrepreneur, and she's also one of our sponsors, and to God be the glory. And she'll get to meet Pastor Roland and some of the others via phone in the upcoming weeks. And we're just so proud of her, you know, that she has this faith and strength to help others through. We talked about your last night's show was is your faith, your misery should be your ministry or your mission, your misery transitioning. That was the topic of it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Transitioning your misery into your ministry. And that's what she's testifying about this morning. And God is blessing her as he's blessing so many others. So we want to thank her once again for that beautiful testimony. And we're going to interrupt the service in just a second because Principal LeBron is with us this morning. And I just got a text yesterday that she had been in a car accident, and she texts me now to say that she wants to give a testimony this morning. But before she does, we're going to bring in another testimony. Today, you all, let me tell you, there are blessings. Today is Miracle Prayer Day, and there are so many blessings and miracles that are coming by that the speaker, I almost say if I were speaking today, I just piggyback on what everybody is saying this morning. And as a matter of fact, Principal LeBron called me earlier in the week and asked me if I would preach this morning. And of course, I never say no to the Word of God. And I'm scheduled to be on at immediately following this program. And it's just going to be a sermonette, just an inspirational word that's going to be probably about 10, no more than 12 minutes. And I have that number here, and she will reiterate it perhaps when she gives her testimony this morning, but I have the number at 845. You just call by phone, 845-361-8633, and then there's an access code. Once again, the number is 845-361-8633. Yeah, 8633. And then the access code is 782-0517 and hit pound. 782-0517 and then hit pound. And you're also asked to mute your phones at that time. We're going to go now with a brief testimony as time is vastly escaping us, and we want to certainly know that we have time for the speaker of the hour who will be bringing us a powerful word from God. We're going to go to Sister Sheila now. Good morning, Sister Sheila. We welcome you this morning to today's program.
Good morning. How is everyone?
We're just great. Thank you for asking.
Well, good morning. And Dr. Walker asked me to give a short testimony of how God has worked in my life recently. And I just thank God and give him the glory for all the many ways that he has blessed me in my life. Just a short, brief testimony. In January, my son was working in Ohio. He had an opportunity to move to Florida and was awarded an interview with an upcoming company. He really didn't want to move since he had good friends in Ohio and his sister was there and he's very close with her. But he went ahead and interviewed with the job just to appease me, not realizing how God was going to work in both of our lives through this interview. They offered him the job in Florida, and he thought, well, the pay's too low, won't be good enough for me to move, so I really won't have to worry about it. Well, the pay was amazing and too good for him to turn down, and the job in Ohio was not going so great, and it wasn't really a career, it was more of just a job. In January, begrudgingly, he moved to Florida. The end of January, he was at my house on a Sunday, and I had no clue that day he would save my life. I had massive pulmonary embolisms and didn't even know that I was sick. I passed out at home, and he had not been here, I would have died. He called 911 when I passed out, and the paramedics said my blood pressure was 80 over 10. In the hospital after the diagnosis, the doctor said they had never seen anyone live with blood clots that big in their lungs. God had a purpose for moving my son here. God has a purpose for leaving me here. And I'm seeking to do his will by helping others in need and praying every day that he will lead me to those I need and those that need me, and let something I do have eternal significance. And I just praise God for leading me here for what I, and looking for his purpose in my life. And I thank Dr. Walker for this show and for how it's helped my life as well.
Amen. Amen. We certainly look forward to continued blessings coming from you and through you, Sister Sheila. And thank you so much. And I'm glad that your son moved to Florida to be there to save your life. And God knows all things ahead of time because he's omniscient. And so we thank you for that testimony this morning. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Thank you once again. We're going to go ahead at this time and have our second prayer warrior that will come on for us as we're time is escaping us. Sister Shannon Bright will come on with a with also another brief testimony, and then she'll go right into her prayer warrior. Sister Shannon Bright, you want to just go ahead with a very brief testimony, and then you'll go right into getting prayer requests. Remember, shortly after she gives her, right after she gives her testimony, her brief testimony, then she's going to also go into taking your prayer requests. She'll take about three of them, and then she'll go into prayer. Speak clearly and slowly. Give her your name and your prayer request. Today's focus, God's soldiers on their mental health, wellness, and spiritual warfare journey, part one. All right, so Sister Shannon, welcome to today's program again.
Good morning, Dr. Jesse. Good morning, good morning. I must, look, let me go ahead and say, look, I'm laughing before I get his testimony.
Yes.
This is a, I'm laughing because you all are going to be like, how is a testimony? Okay, this is a testimony. When Dr. Jesse asked me to give a testimony this morning, I was like, Lord, what testimony do you want me to give? So when this testimony came to my spirit, I was like, I'm not giving that testimony. That's not a good testimony. The Lord is like, yes, you will give that testimony because that is a testimony that who you are now in Christ and how quickly things can happen. So I haven't always been who I am in Christ. And I say that to say when I meet people, I often joke with them and I said, I'm glad that you met the Shannon after Christ versus before Christ. And I think being a Christian and just being a lover of the Lord, when people meet you and sometimes I give my testimony, they were like, really? You used to be like that? But it is just what the Lord has done and how he has changed my life. So long story short, I'm on my way to the print shop this week. Look, I'm embarrassed to tell this testimony, but the Lord told me to tell it, so I'm going to tell it. I was on my way to the print shop, and I was waiting on this car in front of me to turn to the right. So the car was very slow. I guess it was an elderly person. So I'm just sitting there, and I'm just waiting on them to turn. So this car behind me just lays. When I tell you, this lady laid on her horn, she would not get off. She was literally leaning forward. I looked in the mirror. She's literally screaming, yelling, her arm out the window, just flaring, laying on the horn. And I'm like, what is wrong with this woman? Doesn't she see the car in front of me? So I'm just sitting there. So then when I get ready to pull off, she darts over beside my car, comes to the right like she's going to sideswipe me, and she rolls the window down. She's cursing. She's shooting birds. And then she takes off. I wasn't a Christian that day. I followed this woman. I did. I followed this woman. And when she pulled into the gas station, I admit I had lost it. I blocked her in. So then she took off again, and I chased her through this neighborhood. And the Lord says, it was like, Shannon, what are you doing? And I immediately stopped. And I'm like, what in the world? So then I turned into this driveway, and I turned back around, and I was headed to the print shop, and I look in the mirror, and this woman is behind me again. And I said, Jesus, what do I do with this lady? And he said, nothing. You will make that left, and you will go to the print shop. And she comes up beside me again. She rolls down her window. She's screaming and shooting birds and stuff. So I was like, okay. So I went to the print shop. When I pulled up, I was literally, first of all, I was so embarrassed. I immediately confessed, and I'm like, Lord, I am so sorry. And I'm telling this testimony to say how quickly the enemy can come in. I don't care how strong you are in the Lord, the enemy can slip in, but I thank God for the Holy Spirit, because instantly when we do things that are stupid, that lady could have had a gun and blew my head off. So I thank God for the Holy Spirit, for one that convicted me to never, ever, ever, I don't care if it's a truck going, do that again, number one, and just to be aware of the Holy Spirit when he's telling us to repent and just revealing things to us. So that's my testimony. I know it was odd, and I wanted to give that testimony because I'm like, I'm not giving that testimony. But I think we have to be transparent as Christians to know how quickly the enemy can come in, because oftentimes we say, oh, I would never do that. Yes, we would, because we're flesh, and the enemy can use us at his will. But we just have to stay rooted and grounded, which is why I turned into the print shop and didn't continue to follow that lady. So to God be the glory. I am a work in progress, but I am thankful for the Holy Spirit. And today is the day that we mourn, because our Savior was dead, but now he is alive tomorrow. And the blessing is that we know the story, and we know how the story ends. So with that being said, I'll take the first prayer request.
Amen. Amen. We're going to.
Louis, could you please pray for my children and grandchildren? Andre, Andreen, Aisha, Micah, and Zion. Praise God. And for all the other children in the world. Praise his wonderful name.
Amen.
And please pray for me. Pray for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm always praying for you, Grandma Lewis.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I pray for you too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yes. My name is Lorenzo. And I would like you to pray for me and my family. We're up in the mountains of Asheboro now. We're going camping. And my son-in-law, my daughter, and my son and his woman, you know, and my grandkids and the mother of my children. I want you to have a covering for us up in the mountains. Amen.
Amen.
I heard someone else coming in.
Yes, just pray for, this is Principal LeBron, just pray for healing. All banged up and bruised up.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
No, this is Principal LeBron.
Principal LeBron, I was going to pray for you, Principal LeBron. How are you?
Oh, yes. Wow. It's just an amazing testimony that I'm alive. Yesterday I was on my way to go to Alumni Weekend, and my there was a car that was coming towards the traffic, you know, instead of, you know, coming, you know, he was coming against the traffic, and I kind of almost swerved so that I won't hit him or he won't hit me, and then the car just flipped over. And landed on his side, and it was a total. They had to come and cut the window in the front to get me out. And so I just praise God that, I mean, there's no broken pieces of bones or anything, and the X-ray just came out fine, and it's just
praise be to God.
Pain, but you know, I praise God that I'm back home.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. So those are the three. We're going to intercede. We're going to intercede on the behalf of all of our callers this morning. I'm going to start off with Sister LeBron. Father God, Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, a day before we were even known, Lord, this is the day that you were crucified and killed, Lord, and then sleeping in the grave, Lord. But we are so thankful that you have risen, you are alive, and you are a God that does just as he says, Lord, that died for us, Lord. Lord, undeserving as we are, Lord, we come to you just saying thank you for being our God, Lord. Thank you for being our healer, our protector. Thank you for putting us back in our right minds when we're doing stupid stuff, Lord. I just thank you. Lord, I lift up Sister LeBron this morning, oh God. Lord, the devil wants to sift us as wheat. He wants to kill us all, Lord. But, Lord, we are so thankful that you are a God that makes the final decision. So, Lord, our Sister LeBron is here with us, Lord, and we thank you, thank you, thank you that this call today is a call for healing and not a call for a funeral, God, because if the enemy had his way, we would all be dead. So, Lord, I just cover her with the blood of Jesus. Lord, we ask for Godspeed healing and restoration over her body, Lord. Lord, we are so thankful that it was another day of grace for our sister, Lord, where she can come on this line and tell the testimony. Her car turned over, Lord, have mercy. And I think she said she doesn't have any broken bones, Lord. That was because you sent angels. You said in your word that you will dispatch angels, Lord. And that's what you did in our sister's case. And, Lord, we are so, so thankful, and we thank you for that, and we thank you for what you're going to do. Lord, you have some big things in store for our sister LeBron, Lord, because we know the enemy doesn't attack things that are of no value, God. So, Lord, we just thank you for what you're going to do for her. Thank you for the people that are around her and taking care of her, her caregivers, Lord, and we ask that you just continue to bless our sister in a mighty way, God. Lord, I lift up Grandma Lewis, Lord. She has asked for prayer for the children and the grands and the family, Lord. Lord, I lift up this mighty woman of God that is always praying and interceding for others, Lord. And, Lord, I know that she prays for me, and I am so thankful, Lord, because in life nothing is a coincidence as far as the people that we meet in our lives, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you for my Grandma Lewis, and I plead the blood of Jesus. I cover the family, Lord, with the blood, Lord, the continued protection, Lord. And, Lord, I lift up, I thank you, I ask that you bless each and every member of her family and her husband, Lord, and bless her coming ins and her going outs, Lord. Lord, I lift up Brother Lorenzo, Lord, that his family is going on a camping trip, Lord. We ask that you keep anything that the enemy attempts to do, that you lift up a standard against it, Lord, and keep the enemy away, Lord. Help that they will have a joyous time with the family, that it will be peaceful. And, Lord, that they will have a safe trip, Lord. And, Lord, anything that I haven't asked this morning, we are so thankful that you are a God that knows all things, Lord. You said you would go before us and come after us, Lord. So we are covered. And we just thank you. We love you. And most of all, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. You are good, and your mercy endure forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. What a powerful testimony. Powerful prayer, Sister Shannon Bright, and, you know, I'm just sort of taken aback hearing Principal LeBron on the air this morning, and the car flipped over on the side. It's like, wow, just the, I mean, it's just got my body just trembling over here, because she spoke this week and asked if I would help with the family that was in need, and we sort of took care of that issue for this week, and then to get that text yesterday, and I mean, it's like stop and being in tears almost this morning that I'm fighting them back, because we just never know from one day to the next, and to hear this and, you know, just to imagine some of the pain that she may be going through. And you know, I just want to share with us, Sister Shannon, thank you for that prayer, and thank you for being the God delivering you from the person that you were not in Christ before to the person that you are now. And you always up our hearts, and they gave you the right name by Bright. because it's just so powerful. I, too, used to be like that, chasing people, and when they cut over in front of me, and God had to slap me upside the head to give me some wisdom that, you know, that's a quick way to end your life. And I just want to share with you all just briefly here. I know time is flying by, but I'm touched this morning by the number of testimonies that have come online and the focal point, putting on the armor of God by Minister Pinnell, and the prayers of those, Professor Pearson, the testimony of Sister Sheila, and just so much that has, and even touched by Sister Serena. I'm just touched by everything, even the scripture reading by Sister Brignotta Bay, Pastor Rose's prayer, Brother Lorenzo, who, you know, he's known as the Demon Slayer, and his love for God. And whenever I'm facing a crisis, and I will be speaking this morning, but I won't be talking about that part, but I remember riding on I-95 years ago, over 30 years ago, and I had a van at the time, and it was our family van, and it was raining, and I've always liked to go fast, and I haven't always obeyed the law, and I'm still, God is still working with me on that, because since I've come to Georgia, I've already gotten a ticket. So what I used to do is drive real fast, and it was raining, and the van hydroplaned. And within a split second, an 18-wheeler came to the left side of me, and my car is spinning. The van is spinning, spinning, spinning. And all I could do, and I want to share this with you all because you may need this yourself, all I had time in a split second was just say, Father. That's it. I just said, Father, and he knew whom I was talking to, not an earthly father, but the Creator. And I just simply said, Father, that's all that could come out of my mouth instantaneously, like a reflex. And there's that car, that van was spinning. That 18-wheeler was coming, and I just saw life flash before me. And that 18-wheeler, it was somehow or other, it just disappeared and went past me. God just, like, sped that thing up, and my car, that van, sped into that lane, crossed into that lane, and ended up in a ditch, turned over. And I had no scratch whatsoever on me, nothing. I could get out of that van and stand up and walk. To God, not even dazed. And the 18-wheeler, I mean, it was just amazing. People stopped and looked and wondered, how did this guy come out of this thing without being crushed by that 18-wheeler? So when you're going through your situation, like now, even when I need to remember something, it's like, help me, Holy Spirit, that's, he's here, the Comforter. You know, or it's an immediate crisis, just Father. And God knows, and he's always on time. So I wanted to share that, and I was touched by that because as I thought about what Principal LeBron's testimony was, and that was so powerful. All right, this time we're going to continue with our program this morning, and I believe it's time that we go into. I don't want to miss anyone. You know, God is so good with these testimonies this morning. It is so powerful. Let's go ahead now with our third and final prayer warrior, which will be Sister Nila Lewis. Sister Lewis, we're going to ask you if you would pray for the speaker of the hour. That's Sister Tanisha Osborne. Sister Tanisha Osborne, if you'll pray for her this morning. And our program is almost winding down. I want to make sure that I don't miss anyone. Send me a text if something to that effect so that I don't miss anyone that's scheduled to be on program this morning. So we're going to go ahead and unmute your phones and so that Sister Nila Lewis can get your name and anyone that you're having an intercessory prayer for. Certainly she'll take that as well. Good morning once again, and Sister Nila Lewis.
Good morning, Dr. Walker and my prayer family out there. Is there any prayer request? Make your request to be made known unto God.
Good morning, Sister Lewis.
Good morning, my dear Sister Marjorie.
And good morning to Dr. Walker, Pastor Rose, and everyone on the line. And I want to thank everyone for their powerful testimony. And I just want to say, could you say a prayer for my family and for myself, and also prayer to increase my business, and also prayer for all the sick and all the people who are grieving, and for all our children, for safety in the school, for the children, and for everyone in Radio Land. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Marjorie.
You're welcome.
Yes, this is Lorenzo. I want you to pray for everybody on this show. Maybe all live abundantly and continue to help people in life that are less fortunate than us. Give them a renewed mind. Yeah. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Lorenzo. Anyone else? Anyone else?
I want to go ahead and pray. I know that Pastor Roll has been going through some challenges with his family and the loss of loved ones as well. And we want to, Sister Nila Lewis, we just want to lift him up in prayer this morning that God will continue to use him as he's been using him on this program and other ministries that he also has. So, you know, my prayer request is to lift him up, of course, and as well as pray for the speaker of the hour, Sister Tanisha Osborne.
Praise God. Let us go to God in prayer. If there is anyone else, we will go with this. Prayer is powerful. The Lord promises us in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, he says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Prayer is the answer to every problem in life. It puts us in tune with divine wisdom, which knows how to adjust everything perfectly. So often we do not pray in certain situations because from our standpoint, the outlook is hopeless. But nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is so entangled that it cannot be remedied. No human relationship is too strained for God to bring about reconciliation and understanding. No habit so deep rooted that it cannot be overcome. Hallelujah. No one is so weak that he cannot be strong. No one is so ill that he cannot be healed, and no mind is so dull that it cannot be made brilliant. Whatever we need, if we trust God, he will supply it. If anything is causing worry and anxiety, let us stop, rehearse the difficulty, and trust God for healing, love, and power. Praise be to God. And so as we come this morning, we want to lift up the speaker of the hour, Sister Tanisha Osborne. Father, she's your daughter. You know all about her. No one can come and tell you anything about her that you do not know. You even know the intent of her heart. And so this morning, we are coming to you to ask you, Lord, to transform her into your own similitude, after your likeness. Empty her of everything that is unlike Christ, and let nothing be heard from her lips more than the love of Jesus Christ. So transform her life today. Be with her in a special way. Give her the word to speak. Please, Lord, endow her with
power from on high, so that we will hear from those lips, Jesus' lips, that is speaking to us this morning. Open our hearts so that we will hear your word and obey your commandments. Lord, we want to lift up Sister Marjorie. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. Please, Lord, help her family. Bless her. Bless her loved ones. Increase her business. We pray, Lord, as she pray for the sick people among us. We pray for the sick and grieving ones all over the world this morning, Jesus. We especially pray for those people here in Mississippi and other places that have gotten the hurricane and tornadoes and have destroyed people's homes. Oh, mighty God, there are so many people who are hungering and thirsting this morning, have no shelter. Could you please, Lord, provide for them? Oh, thank you, Jesus. We pray, Lord, for the ones whom Brother Lorenzo is asking, that we get the power from the Holy Ghost to live a life of others, to love others and to share what we have with others. That's what you put us here to do. So bless each and every one of us that we will have enough to share. Praise be to God. We pray for Pastor Roll. And all his challenges, you know his challenges, Lord. You know everything about him. We pray for his family. He has lost a lot of friends and loved ones. The other day he lost his son, and I know he's still mourning. But Lord, comfort him. Put your loving arms around him, Father. Please, in the mighty name of Jesus, we'll be careful to lift up Sister LaBrange. Oh, for her this morning, what a mighty, powerful God you are. Jesus, Jesus. She has met in an accident, Lord. She may be in pain, but her life is still in her body. She could be laid out, Lord, laid out. There were so many accidents this week, and some are gone. But, Lord, you have spared her life for a special purpose. Bring out that purpose in her, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for what you have done in her life today. Please, Lord, bless her abundantly. Bless her family. Lord, the leader for this line, Doctor, we pray, Lord, for your manservant. Give it, Dr. Jesse, Lord. Help him not to faint, by the way, and give up. But he will continue to do the work of the Lord. Bless us as we wait upon you. There are so many on the hospital. Visit them this morning, Jesus. Visit them in your mercy. And we thank you for loving us. We thank you for hearing us. We thank you for blessing us as we listen to your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much, Sister Lewis, for your faithfulness. You know, and I want to just let all of you all know that, you know, this program was not even complete last night when I went to sleep. And I said a prayer and I said, God, this is your program. This is your program. Mm-hmm. And I'm just use me. But, Lord, it's not complete. I fell asleep on my sofa and woke up after 12, and I said, oh, I forgot to even, you know, look at the program some more. And I was so tired, and I just say, Lord, you know, your will be done. And this morning, I can assure you all that God went into overflow mode, and he gave us more than enough. And that's a song of meditation that I play every single morning during my worship, more than enough, more than enough, more than enough. And so he has never, never failed. And I'm telling you all that. So, and I want you all to know that there are some people on here that has never, ever said no. And Sister Shannon Bright laughs this morning. And I laugh also because we don't touch base during the week often at all, hardly, rarely. And as a matter of fact, you know, but it's almost like, and excuse me for associating this with sports, but it's like when you're behind on points in basketball, you're going to go to your star players. And, you know, Steph Curry, for many of you all who know who Steph Curry is, that guy can hit 50 points in one game. And, you know, and they know what they have. And so when I need to really call on some people, at the very last minute, in the 11th hour, if you please, I can certainly call on Sister Shannon Bright. You know, this morning she take what you need. And I see a testimony and a prayer warrior. Sister Neela Lewis, that's another one, a prayer warrior. And they have never said no to me, never said no. Pastor Rowe and so many others of you out there. And you're not doing it for me. You're doing it for God, and to God be the glory. But I just had to call these people out because they have never said no to me. They've never had to say, I'll get back with you. They just say yes. And I can't even always say yes. And I try to do it as best I can. And I know this morning when Principal LeBron asked me to speak this morning, I want to give you all that number again because we are running out of time. That number once again is 845. If you want to call in, it's just by phone. It'll be a 10-minute sermonette. 845-361-8633. Once again, 845-361-8633. The access code is 782-0517. Once again, the access code is 782-0517. And the phone number is 845-361-8633. All right, now we're going to get ready for to go right into our message for this morning. I want to give you a brief bio on Sister Tanisha. Maybe about 3 weeks ago, I was scheduled to go to a YMCA. I've learned after 30 years that it's a family center. It's a family center for families. They have many exercise programs there, wellness programs, wellness coaches. And I didn't know this. Last time I've been to a YMCA was when I was in Canada. And the YMCA was not the YMCA. The YMCA today was not what I remembered over 30 years ago in Canada. And so when I got a call that they scheduled me to go to the YMCA in Buckhead, Georgia, I had never been to Buckhead. I had been, yes, only once or twice to Buckhead. But I went there, and at this time, as I registered and everything, got all my paperwork in, and then another time I went, and there was this young lady who asked me, sir, can I help you? And I said, yes. I asked her some information. And so her talk was so intellectual and so interesting that, you know, it had to be a God moment. I know it was a God moment. And I say, well, it would be nice if you came on my program. Just listen to my radio show. And she said, okay, I'd be interested. And I think I gave her a card or a bookmark. And so I say, well, who knows? One of these days, maybe you can speak for me on a Saturday, on my Saturday show. And she says, well, that's my Sabbath. And I say, your Sabbath? That Saturday is your Sabbath? She said, yes. And I say, that's interesting that you say that. Saturday is my Sabbath also. And she said, you're Seventh-day Adventist? I said, yes. And she said, I am too. I mean, it was a God moment. It was a God moment, and this is no disrespect to others who worship on a different day, but it was just, that was a God moment. And she said, I would be delighted to come on your show. And here it is today, and she has a program, and I'm sure she'll give you her brief testimony this morning as well. Her story is so amazing. Her story is so amazing that if you didn't see, I hope that she'll just talk a little bit about her before and after. Her before and after. And she'll tell you what I'm talking about. Because I just, had I not met her and seen her video, and I hope she'll give you that information as well, I would not have believed it myself. But I want to just give you this. That's how I got to meet her. And a brief bio is Ms. Osborne is an educator. She's been an educator for more than 25 years. She has taught physical education as well as health. She's also a fitness trainer and wellness coach and has been helping people by the grace of God to lead healthier lifestyles. She is also a member at New Jerusalem Seventh-day Adventist Praise and Worship Center in Douglasville, Georgia, where she loves to sing on the praise team. She has a desire that all people will come into a loving, saving relationship with God and know that they are truly free from the bondages of the enemy through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And after the song of meditation that's going to be brought to us by Elder Jude, the next voice that you should hear will be that of Sister Tanisha Osborne. I pray that you will hear ye, the woman of God, the servant of God, for God's message for our people.
Amen. This morning I had a song in mind to sing, but I was impressed to do this song I'm about to do now. So I pray that you all are blessed. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Wrap me in your arms. You are my shelter from the storm. When all my friends are gone, you were right there all along. I never knew a love like this before. Oh, I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. That's love. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head. For me, he died. That's love. That's love. But that's not how the story ends. In 3 days, he rose again. That's love. That's love. Lord, I love you more than anything. And I love you more than anything. Amen. There's no love like God's love. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that song.
That's one of my favorite songs, and I was singing that to myself this morning. So the Holy Spirit laid that upon your heart to sing that, and I
Amen.
Appreciate that
Amen.
So much. God bless you. God bless you. Well, I just want to say, before I even utter a word, I just want to say a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. We thank you, and we appreciate you, Lord. And in Jesus' name, Lord, speak your words to your people. I thank you, Lord, for hearing this prayer. Please forgive me for anything that I might have said or done that wasn't like you. And speak, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. So I just want to say thank you, Jesus. I want to just, God has laid it upon my heart just to thank him, because without him, we would not be here. I just want to thank God and the Most High God, my Heavenly Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit for being my all in all and delivering me and rescuing me, holding me, loving me, and taking care of me and taking care of all of us and doing so much more. And I just thank God for just delivering us. And also want to thank my parents, my friends that are on the line, my family, my therapist, and even strangers in disguise that God has sent to me on my journey to wholeness. I also want to thank Dr. Jesse Walker for this platform, for allowing God to use you, to use this platform to talk about mental health, spiritual warfare, and asking me to share my testimony. My testimony is very lengthy, so I had to, I'm asking God, he's going to do it, and he'll do it with the time allotted. I just want to say that God is who he says he is. And I have to say that God truly speaks to us in ways to get through to us. He uses his word, he will use people, and he will use anything to get to us. And the three things God said to me in this journey that that I am on, he said to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path, Proverbs 3:5-6. And it's a process. And you shall live and not die. Some of you may or may not have heard me share a little snippet of my testimony a couple of weeks ago, how God restored my mind in a very unique way. There was a point where I couldn't speak. I couldn't remember things. I was in fear. Fear had gripped my body so hard that I couldn't even go to the grocery store without holding on to my mom. Couldn't go to the bathroom without someone being there. And at this point, I was reading the Word of God daily because it was my comfort. And the Word of God was the only realness around a world full of confusion and fear and anxieties. And I knew the Word of God could help me, and oh, how it helped me. Hebrews 4:12 says that For the word of God is alive, active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints, marrow, and it judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. And I knew the word of God was there to help me through my trying times. And just a brief review of what I shared earlier a couple weeks ago, one day I was sitting at the kitchen table, and I was reading the Word of God, and my dad shared with me, he said, why don't you read the Word of God out loud? And as you all know, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, which is a side note. But just aside, I was going through some changes because I had thoughts running in my mind that weren't mine. They were dark, they were evil, against the God I cared about. And how did I get to this point? You're probably wondering what was happening to me. Well, let me just finish this part of my testimony. God's love story to me and how he saved me and loved me enough to clean me up from the miry clay. My dad suggested that I read the Word of God out loud. And it was my Heavenly Father who used my dad to talk to me, to tell me to read out loud. My dad never really talked to me about spiritual things. He's not one to do that. So I knew it was God. So I began to read out loud, and I received even more comfort, more power, more assurance, And those bad and evil thoughts that were there, that were against God, began to become more silent. So let me go to the place where my first trauma happened to explain my journey where I am now. My mom was a single parent, and she was raising me at the time. And she was a great woman of faith, and she's just a virtuous woman. And she was struggling to make ends meet, and at this particular time, she was searching for a babysitter to watch me. And she got a recommendation to a babysitter, and to put it in a nutshell, for the sake of time, the babysitter, which was a teen and adult, ended up sexually abusing me when I was 3 to 5. And it was very traumatic, and I grew up with a jaded way of thinking not to trust anyone. And I eventually told my mom when I was old enough to understand what happened to me, and she was, you know, needless to say, she was sad and very upset and mad. But God sees all and knows all. And people reap what they sow. And God has that as a universal law. What goes up must come down. And in fact, God says in his word in Luke 17:1-2, it is impossible that offenses will come, but woe unto them through whom they come. It is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and cast into the sea than he should offend one of these little ones. We eventually learned that the young lady who abused me got murdered in her bed, and the young man who took part in it was also on trial for abusing someone else. So fast forward to getting to another part of my journey. I was married to someone who was 30 years older than me, and I later learned through God's help in teaching me a lot about myself that I married my ex-husband out of fear. And I learned fear has torment. And in 1 John 4:18, it states there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. God has not, and also God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So we learn in the word of God that fear is an actual spirit, and God has not given us that. So I wanted the man I married to protect my emotions, not realizing no one can protect you from you, is only but God can protect you from you. So I thought marrying someone older would do that. I was fearful of my own emotions because where it took me before with my ex-fiance, who I was in love with, and I was out of control, and I felt like I got my heart broken, and I vowed to myself I wouldn't do that again where my emotions were out of hand. But instead of talking to God about it, I leaned to my own understanding when God clearly says not to in Proverbs 3:5-6. He says to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So with all that being said, I was in a marriage of my own doing, not God's. How many times do we do our own thing? We go our own way and then put God's name to co-sign on what we do. I can only speak for myself because that's what I did. I did this in my marriage especially. I even said that he was what I wanted in a husband. And how many of you know that the enemy knows who you are and he studies you? The enemy will send a counterfeit to distract you from what God originally intends for you. But God wins every time in your life, regardless of the choices that you make. Because in Jeremiah 29:11, it states, "For I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." And in Romans 8:28, it says, "And we know all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." So even in the mess of a marriage, I was in my own leaning, but God still was in the midst of it all. In a nutshell, my relationship with my ex-husband was toxic, mentally and spiritually abusive. We had good times, but it wasn't good mentally or spiritually. I became very depressed in my marriage, and there were times I didn't want to wake up. And I finally attempted to commit suicide by ODing on NyQuil in the 5th or 6th year of my marriage. Praise God, it didn't work, and I had to ask God to forgive me for that because it was wrong. But I needed help, and I kept it's secret from everyone. I was crying out to God, and finally I wanted help. I was tired of doing it my way, faking my way through, smiling but dying inside. God stepped in. You have to invite God in your problems. God never forces his way there. You can see that all in Scripture, from the children of Israel crying out to the Lord to Hannah crying out to the Lord for a baby. God steps in when we cry out to him for help. He will never cast us aside. In John 6:37 says, "And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." And God will never leave us or forsake us. God says it in Hebrews 13:5. One day I will research how many times God says it, but he says it a lot. And with God, you can trust what he says and his promises, because God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Hebrews 23:9. Promises, they stand forever. And when we cry out to him, he will listen and be there for us. So God answered my cry in the form of a message. One day I went to Jensen Franklin's church here in Georgia, and we went out to the parking lot, me and my ex-husband, and there was a car parked next to us with a man who stood by it. And he had his door open, and he was next to the passenger side, and he said, "You are the one God wanted me to talk to." I was so emotional by this point. He said, "God said, enough is enough. I heard your cries, and enough is enough." That was the message, and I was satisfied with knowing God, my Heavenly Father, who sits high and bends low to hear me, heard my cry and saw my tears. This meant more to me than anything in the world. God answered again a couple years later and said to a complete stranger at Office Max, "God loves you the most." And I was tearing up inside. He said, "Hold on to Jesus." And he said, "You promise? You hold on?" And I said, "Yes." Then about 2 weeks after, I get a call to ministry to work with the youth in the month of July. When I tell you, all hell broke loose, it was crazy. Something wasn't feeling right. I felt awful. I felt depressed. And it was horrific. I wasn't eating. I wasn't sleeping. And later I learned that physical and spiritual and mental all work together. When one is off, they're all off. So if you're not sleeping, you're not eating, you cannot concentrate. You eventually go into a state of mind they call psychosis. And that being said, I was hearing voices and mainly thoughts that were not of God. Yet in all the midst of it, I felt God's presence, and his presence was there with me in the midst of it all. And during this time, my mind was racing. All these pagan gods were running in my head, thoughts of hurting myself and others. I just had horrible thoughts, and I didn't want any part of them. I was scared and I had all these bad thoughts. I had evil spirits on me, and I couldn't sleep. I began to cast them out in Jesus' precious name, and they began to leave. There were a lot of them. It was crazy and a traumatic experience, but God was there. God sent a pastor friend of mine and his wife to come and pray over me to cast the evil spirits out in Jesus' name, and I made my way over to my parents' house through my friend Shay, who drove me over there to do laundry. And in a nutshell, I reached out for help. I finally received help and went to 3 different mental health facilities. I even got a chance to go to Wildwood, which was God's doing. And he touched my brother and my dad to sponsor me to be there. And God touches people. When you're in the midst of things, he does touch people to help with resources. And he did that for me. I asked, during that time I was at Wildwood, I did learn I put my ex-husband as an idol. And so many times, and it's sad, but so many ways, we put people, places, or things. They don't have to be a statue for it to be an idol. It could be a person, place, or thing. And it could be an idol. And so God, I asked God to forgive me for doing this through the power of the Holy Spirit revealing this to me. And also God helped me to have a deeper respect for his love and the sacrifice by sending Jesus, his only begotten son, to die on the cross to save me. And Jesus bled and died so I could never be separated from our Heavenly Father and face the penalty of separation. It was hard on Jesus and on God, on our Heavenly Father, to say the least. I learned at Wildwood in Romans 8:15 that for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So speeding up a little bit, because my testimony is very long and I'm looking at the time, it goes into a lot of different things. And I did want to briefly mention that I was 260 pounds at one point, and God delivered me. It was a lot that was going on at that point. And the nurse basically said, if you do not lose weight or change your lifestyle, you will not be here. So I remember specifically, I got on my knees in my mom's bathroom and I cried out to the Lord. I said, I don't want to die. I want to live. And I heard Jesus' voice say, walk. And that's what I did. I started walking. And by God's grace, through, you know, changing my eating habits and exercise, walking, I walked my way off through this power from 260 and lost 100 pounds in a year and 2 months, in a couple of months. And so I praise God for that, and I just thank him. But I do want to, before I end, I do want to talk a little bit about the armor, because we did mention it was a great presentation by God leading the people who spoke on the armor. And we have to realize that we are at war and there is an enemy, and he doesn't play fair. And he will use fear, negative thoughts that are not even your thoughts, anxiety, doubt, and lies. And it will all lead to three things: to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's found in John 10:10. So how do we combat the enemies or the devil's tactics? This may be a little bit, repetition, but repetition does deepen the impression. We do have to remember who we are, whose we are, and the kingdom of God we belong to. The armor of God, which is a resource that God has given us. So who are we? The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit. We are the children of God, Romans 8:16. We are children of the Most High God, who loves us and who says we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. You can find this reference in 1 Peter 2:19. I think I want to make sure I'll give you the right reference, but it's, but yes, we are a royal priesthood and a holy nation. And he does definitely, work on our behalf, but I'm sorry, it is 1 Peter 2:9. And he works on our behalf, in what we go through. And he wants us to remember that we are royal priesthood. We are a holy nation and a peculiar people. We belong to the kingdom of God through the acceptance of Jesus, the Son of God, to all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, which is John 1:12. The kingdom of God is the most powerful and the only power that everything and even the devil himself has to answer to. We have keys of the kingdom, and I will give unto thee the keys of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Matthew 16:14-19. So put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, for we wrestle not with flesh and blood. Please read Ephesians 6:10-15. So just to recap a little bit, one of the sisters said that we don't wrestle against flesh. We're not wrestling against our parents or our husband or wife or kids or people that we see from day to day. We wrestle against spirits that are behind the people and that they're listening to. So we are engaged in a battle that we need Jesus for. And he fought this battle for us a long time ago on Calvary. And when he died and rose again, all the battles we ever would ever be engaged in, he already won. And we have to fight from Calvary, not to Calvary. In fact, Jesus sat on the right hand of God after he did everything he did in Mark 16:19. So he's like, it's done. It's done. So the battle is already won, and he won it at the cross and through his resurrection. Then we have to submit to God and then resist the devil, and he will flee. James 5:7. We have to submit to God, and we have to remember that he's the only one who can help us, and he's redeemed us, and he sanctified us. In fact, God sanctified us. He said, for them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified, in John 17:19. So when we think about the armor, and I know I'm running out of time, here's how much time I have.
5 minutes.
Is it time?
Five minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes.
Thank
you. Oh, 5 minutes. Okay. So just wrapping up with the armor. So just real quick, the loins girded with truth. And the spiritual meaning here is the mind. We must be governed by Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And the enemy tries to create confusion. So we must keep close to Jesus in a personal relationship with him. And he helps us through the power of the Holy Spirit. We have to put the breastplate of righteousness. And Jesus is that righteousness, rooted in God's word. It's powerful in protecting our hearts, killing our flesh, and defeating the enemy. How do we put on the breastplate of righteousness? Identify righteous activities in your life that strengthen you. And then identify unrighteous activities in your life that weaken you. The sandals with the gospel of peace. All believers, as believers, we have peace in knowing we are secure in what Jesus has done for us on Calvary, dying for our sins and rising up, defeating the enemy, and having victory over self and everything that we face in life. Daily remind yourself of this hope. Don't wait till you have to go through struggles of life to remind yourself. The shield of faith. Faith is the shield of the believer. God is always true to his promises, and God is working out everything for your good. And how do we use the shield of faith? Take time to remember the promises of God. A soldier's shield was the strongest when linked to another. So band together with other believers in the fight of faith. And when you recount God's past victories in your life, such as, I don't know if you've all seen The War Room, but the main character in there, she had made a list of all the ways God had came through for her in her prayers. And she had them all on her wall so that it could remind her of where God had brought her from and brought her to. The helmet of salvation, the soldier's head is one of the most vulnerable areas, and without his or her helmet, without your helmet, one blow to the head would prove fatal. The believer's helmet of salvation is the most crucial piece of armor. Without the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that enters a believer at the moment of salvation, all armor is useless. Salvation empowers believers to fight. Stand on the conviction on your salvation in Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we have eternal life to be with him and our Heavenly Father. So placing your thoughts on things above, be intentional about feeding your mind spiritual food throughout the day. Play sermons, play music that edify the spirit, God-led music, and the word of God. The sword of the spirit, all the pieces of the soldier's arsenal are defensive weapons, but the sword itself is a deadly weapon in the hands of a skilled warrior. He could pierce through even the strongest armor. So the sword is the word of God. I always tell people all the time, the word of God saved my life. It helped me come back to myself. The word of God is a living word. So how to use the word of the sword of the spirit? Arm yourself. Be intentional about reading and studying the scriptures. Carry them with you on note cards. Write them on pieces of paper. Put them on your wall. Read, study, pray, and repeat. Our entire armor is rooted in his strength. Without his presence, we are powerless in the fight. If you forget all the armor, if you forget anything that God has led me to say to you, please remember the faith, because it is the shield. That blocks you from the fiery darts of the enemy. Remember, without faith, it is impossible to please him, please God. That's in Hebrews 11:6. Any of this, remember to fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. 1 Timothy 6:12. So just with all this, I just wanted to recap and just give a couple of tips. One, pray. Study the word of God. Fill your mind with his thoughts towards you. Two, be vulnerable. Seek help when you're going through something from friends and loved ones who are God-fearing people, who are soldiers in the army of the Lord. And then seek professional help. A lot of people don't know this, but therapists actually help, and God has placed people there to help you. If sometimes you have to take medication, it's okay. Never give up. Diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God and repent before you engage in battle. War from a position of victory. Keep your armor on, keep your war clothes on, and pray always and be watchful. And please remember, God loves you and he stands with you, and he loves you with an everlasting love. And we do not hang, we stand. We stand because it says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. So I encourage you, brothers and sisters in Christ, to stand, stand, stand. And that's found in Ephesians 6:13. God bless you. I love you, and God loves you more.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Tanisha Osborne, for such a powerful word of God. And she will be back with us for part two of this in 2 weeks. She's scheduled to be back. So mark your calendars for April 22nd. I'm already in October. April 22nd, she'll be back for part two. Sister Tanisha, would you do one other thing? Would you give them your website information so that they can contact you, so they can even look at that, and your phone number if you'd like as well, your email, your website? Yes, please.
Yeah, so my the website is www.wholefit, and that's WHOLEFIT, F-I-T, the number 247. So that's wholefit247.com. And if you have any other questions or if you need to reach me also, you can reach me at 770-864-6035. That's 770-864-6035.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. And you did give the website, right?
Yes. Yes. It's www.wholefit247.com.
All right. Excellent. Once again, thank you. We certainly look forward to your message in 2 weeks. And you talked about God's soldiers on their mental health, wellness, spiritual warfare. And this part one. Mark your calendars, you all, for April 22nd. That will be our International Divine Intervention Day. And our speaker, once again, will be Sister Tanisha Osborne. She will bring us part two of this message. And you will definitely want to check out her website, where she mentioned on the air that she lost 100 pounds, and that's the before and after that I was talking about. You would definitely want to check that out. God is using her in a marvelous way. I mean, I'm just so impressed with what she said and all the testimonies. You all, I want to thank everybody for being a part of this program. They're rushing me to get off the air now, but I want to thank all of you all for being a part of this program. If you desire to also participate, you want to do a testimony, you want to do opening prayer, you want to do a focal point, you want to sing, you want to give an inspirational word, please contact any of the staff or volunteers part of this program, or you can contact me directly and let me know. We try to fill the program within the first couple of days after this program. This program is also aired 20 minutes after we conclude the program. You can go back and listen to the archives at drjessewalker.com, and you'll be able to listen show entirety 20 minutes after we close the program. Once again, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank a special thanks to our speaker this morning, And special thanks to all of you all that joined the program, got up early enough to be a part of this program. We certainly look forward to you joining us again, either that's on the Thursday night show or the Friday night show or in 2 weeks from now to do this program. So without anything else, I just want to once again let you all know that you can catch my sermonette this morning at 845-361. That's 845-361-8633. The access code is 7820517. Many of you all will also receive a text to that regard. We'll go on that air immediately following this program. So I want to say to you all, until one day next week or until 2 weeks from now, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, have a wonderful, happy Sabbath to all of you all. Wonderful, happy Sabbath to you all. Shalom. May God bless you and keep you. Happy Sabbath, Shalom. This concludes our program.
Have a great day, everybody. Happy Easter to everyone, and thank you all for your powerful testimony and for the speaker, for the powerful sermon. Thank you all. Have a good day.
You too.
Have a good day.